It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Last week's arrest of Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. continues to dominate blogs and television talk shows. President Obama added a new dimension to the debate with his criticism of the Cambridge police. The police sergeant who made the arrest says he's dismayed by the president's remarks and insists he did nothing wrong. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The story about Professor Gates' arrest was starting to die down, but then on Wednesday night, President Obama breathed new life into the controversy by weighing in response to a reporter's question. The incident occurred after somebody saw Professor Gates forcing open his own front door, mistaking him for a burglar. Police responded to a 911 call.
My understanding is that Professor Gates then shows his ID to show that this is his house. And at that point, he gets arrested for disorderly conduct. Charges which are later dropped.
The president admitted that he didn't have all the facts in the case. The police report says that Gates was yelling and got disorderly. Still, the president offered a pretty strong opinion.
I think it's fair to say, number one, any of us would be pretty angry. Number two, that the Cambridge police acted stupidly in arresting somebody when there was already proof that they were in their own home.
That stupidly soundbite ricocheted around the country on news programs all day yesterday. Police unions got upset about it. Political opponents seized on it. And then the police sergeant who arrested Professor Gates spoke up. Sergeant James Crowley spoke on a local Boston talk show on radio station WEEI.
Well, of course, he's the president of the United States, and I support the president to a point, I guess. I think it's disappointing that he waded into what is should be a local issue and something that plays out here. As he himself said at the beginning of that press conference, he didn't know all the facts. Mm-hmm. He certainly doesn't based on those comments. I just think it was very disappointing.
Sergeant Crowley is 42 years old. He's married, has three kids, and coaches youth basketball. Fellow officers, a public defender, and state politicians have been coming forward to vouch for him, calling him a nice guy, a good cop, and saying that they strongly doubt that race played a role in his actions. In fact, Sergeant Crowley, it turns out, is himself a racial profiling awareness instructor. And he says the department took a hard look at his actions in this high-profile case.
We have a professional standards unit that conducted an inquiry right after this event, and had I deviated from that which is acceptable and that which is a standard policy, then I would have been corrected for it. I would have been disciplined for it.
Crowley says the Harvard scholar repeatedly accused him of racial bias, shouted over his words, and insulted him. Crowley insisted that he remained calm and professional with Gates and repeatedly warned him that he was becoming disorderly.
He was arrested after following me outside of the house, continuing the tirade even after being warned multiple times, probably a few more times than the average person would have gotten. The second warning was with me holding a set of handcuffs in my hands, something I really didn't want to do, mm-hmm. but the professor at any point in time could have brought that, he could have resolved the issue by quieting down and or going back in his house.
Professor Gates' attorney says the sergeant is exaggerating about how upset Gates was and says that he fabricated parts of this account. And Gates, speaking on CNN, has depicted Crowley as an out-of-control officer, Professor Gates.
What it made me realize was how vulnerable all black men are, how vulnerable all people of color are, and all poor people to capricious forces like a rogue policeman. And this man clearly was a rogue policeman.
I know both of these guys. I don't believe that their behavior was rooted in race.
That's former Cambridge Mayor Anthony Galluccio. He's now a state senator. He says he went to high school with Sergeant Crowley, and he knows Professor Gates. He's trying to set up a meeting between the two men. Galluccio says he's reserving judgment.
Is it a crime to act like a jerk? No. But if you look at Crowley's reports, there's some meat on that bone.
This isn't the first time that Sergeant Crowley has been dragged into the national media spotlight. 16 years ago, he was the first police officer to arrive on the scene when Celtics basketball star Reggie Lewis suffered a massive heart attack. Crowley says he wasn't thinking about whether Lewis was black or a celebrity. Crowley performed mouth-to-mouth resuscitation but was unable to revive Lewis. Late yesterday, the Cambridge police chief spoke out in support of Sergeant Crowley, saying his actions were consistent with his training and without bias. Meanwhile, the controversy continues to buzz on talk shows, blogs, and primetime TV. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.